conspiracy theories when it comes to the Super Bowl. That's what's happening now. Morgan Bedard is an NFL sideline reporter. Morgan, Raven came in here and all he's talking about is nobody wants to practice at the actual stadium where the Super Bowl is being held because there's substations that's poisoning people.
Well,
true
it's
or
not,
false?
Not the stadium, but the practice facilities for the home host team, which is the 49ers. Nobody wants to work out there. I can't believe that this is a real story, Morgan.
It is crazy. So the last time they had a Super Bowl out in Santa Clara, they did both practice at college stadiums. So that is not abnormal for San Francisco, but for a Super Bowl, it is strange. Generally, one of the teams practices at the home facility. This time, they are both practicing at colleges. That's strange, right?
It's a beautiful facility.
It's gorgeous.
Right. So, Morgan, let's just catch people up if they don't know here. So here's the deal is that the Niners, this is their stadium. Their practice facility, nobody wants to practice at. And the reason being is because there's this crazy TikTok internet theory that the players all got hurt on the 49ers over the last few years because they're in close proximity to this substation, this electrical substation, and there's something about the electric pulse that is injuring the players. I mean, that's crazy.
It's wild. It seems like this is something that kind of has been known but not really talked about for the last couple of years. And I have to say, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but if I had the option to practice there where this conspiracy is being talked about or a college where it's not being talked about, I might choose the college too.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking the same thing, especially if I'm getting ready for the biggest game of my life. So,
Hold on. Let me just adjust my foil hat here. Hold on. Let me just turn it a little bit to the left.
Well, you should put it on your knee to protect your knee or put it on your ACL if the theory is correct, Anna. That's what I would do.
So besides all the conspiracies about the actual location of where the Super Bowl is being held and why nobody wants to practice there, what other things should we know about getting ready for the game next weekend?
Yeah, so, you know, the biggest thing I would say is that both of these quarterbacks, this is their first time there. You know, Drake May in that crazy snow game, he wasn't fantastic. He threw for only 86 yards, so he didn't throw a ton, but he ran for 65 and scored the team's only touchdown with his legs.
I think what's interesting, Morgan, is the Patriots haven't done much offensively over the last few weeks. They've pulled off these
games.
So I feel like maybe they're ready to pop once they get into a situation where the climate is going to be a little bit more forgiving. I mean, obviously in the AFC Championship game, it was a mess with the snow.
Yes. And I think something also that's interesting to look at for the Patriots is they've played some of the top defenses in the NFL these last couple of games. So the Seahawks have an incredible defense as well, but I think that they have proven themselves that, you know, they can hold their own and they can make plays. And, you know, looking at Sam Darnold, you know, he, I think, has something to prove. I am sure all week we will hear, I hope he doesn't see ghosts.
Don't choke.
You know, he has been on some incredible teams the last couple of years, and the teams seemingly have just kind of given up on him, and the Seahawks haven't. Now, I think special teams probably on both sides are going to be huge. Muffed punts, returning punts for touchdowns and things like that. I think that that's going to be big. And then I think the last thing is like the coaching decisions and seeing if any of those coaching changes change when you're in the Super Bowl rather than a regular season or a regular game.
That would be interesting. I mean, because these two coaches have been firing away all season long. So that would be pretty wild. Sam Darnold, though, last season, it ended with those 5 interceptions in that big game. So I don't know.
It did.
All right, Morgan. We'll touch base next week before the big game. As always, thank you so much for taking the time.
Of course. Thanks, guys.